Today, we're looking at launching online courses and when is the right time, getting past overwhelm and lack of clarity in our business, putting an offer out to the marketplace before Christmas to get some sales, vision, and so much more. So thank you for those of you who posted questions. We do have some late entries. And so for those of you who were our late entries, you know who you are. Thank you for understanding. If we don't get to those today, I really planned around what was in by the end of last night. But if I have any spare time, of course, we will do that. But if not, I'm going to go ahead and answer those questions for you a little later today in the group. So thank you for understanding. A few apologies. Diane Irving is unable to be here. Angie's unable to be here. Karina's in Singapore. She's listening in for a while, I think, before she goes out for dinner. Laurel is unable to be here. Anita is on location shooting with the Cozy Confidence crew. And if you've seen the photos, every time I see those women with Anita, I am so inspired. So cannot wait to hear the results of that. Deb is in listen only because she's driving, I think you said, to Canberra, Deb. For all of you, so lovely to see your faces. I am so excited to see so many of you later in the month in Melbourne. So more about that a little later on. So quick overview of what we're going to be doing here today. We do have some fabulous ideal moments to cover off. I'll do those in a moment. We are going to be doing a project check-in. So just have a think ahead of time. What you're going to say when you check in. I'm just going to ask you to reiterate your project and your just a quick progress update, like just a minute for each person. Then we're going to dive into the questions and have a look at what is next. Hey there, hello, hello. Yeah, so great to see you. Hello, wonderful women, says the lovely Fran Pratt. So the first ideal moment is actually from the lovely Fran Pratt, and she posted this across over on the Facebook group. And you might think, well, Susie, I've seen it in the Facebook group. Why are you telling me? Because these are milestones. These are areas of progress, and I just want to give you guys a shout out. And, you know, we don't always see what gets posted in our groups anyway. She says, the value of Facebook Lives, the value of showing up and speaking up. And she says, thank you. She thanks me. She says, yesterday I was called by a random person who organizes training for HIA. They are Australia's largest national association for the residential building industry. Where did they hear about me? From the Facebook Live that Susie and I did. She was interested in sales webinars. I've sent her a list of what I've done in the past. And she says, thank you, Susie. I want to thank you because you said yes when I invited you to be on the live and you continue to show up and speak up. And yes, it is a little vote for the Facebook Lives, which, you know, you guys know how I feel about them, but we're doing them anyway. And the power of them is that, you know, people make these connections and they learn about you members and they learn about what we're doing in a totally different way. So we are watching this space, Fran. I posted this about referrals and I said, have you been referred to any of our members? Because right now we have a quiz going and one of the questions is about referrals when it comes to referrals and it asks people a number of questions. And I was finding some really interesting responses where there's a lot, about 30-something percent of business women who answered the quiz who do not ask for or get referrals. So when I asked you about referrals, I was thrilled to see Peter Gillian talk about referring Fiona and Sonia saying that she was referred to Jennifer Gale and to Candace Mizells, who's our PR expert in the community. And Fran had helped Litza find a travel agent and Fran had referred business to Viv, the lovely Viv, who's been a little bit unwell, sending you our love and best wishes. And that Sonia was referred from Christy Lee to someone in the superannuation industry and how Nadia referred Amanda Farmer, another member, to a customer who was having strata issues, and Amanda Farmer's specialty is strata law. And so not only did I get some intel on how you're referring each other inside the community, but it also allowed me to give you a shout out on that Facebook Live that I did about referrals. And just know that when I do that, I'll say, you know, Frances Pratt of Kiss to Sell, who helps women overcome their fear of sales, and she does that through her one-on-one coaching and her consulting, right? So I give you a little promo. So you always want to be speaking up and shouting out when I invite you to do that. Diane has had some progress. Yay, Francie. Oh, I've missed that. Elizabeth Salter from Chandra. Yeah, great. Great, great, great. So Diane had finished revising her project. She said she was feeling very grateful for the project framework, which was helping her move forward. They were waiting on some breakthroughs in their business, which we've heard as of this morning that they have had. And this is on the energy business, which is, you know, her family business and is a big part of what she does. And like the more comfortable she can be, that income's coming in that way, the more comfortable she can feel about giving time to Tulip. But she bought herself a new journal and she had started to map out that journey for Tulip a little more. And I hope you've made some great progress on that. She also said she was incredibly grateful that she's attending Reach Retreat this year. And I'm really looking forward to seeing you at the end of next month. She said she couldn't think of a better gift than to be in the beautiful Hawaii with these amazing women. But the first time she went to Reach, she said it was about this time out that she registered. So we were just a few weeks out and she knew she had to be there. So she came 2 years ago and she's coming back this year. So looking forward to seeing you. Really great to hear Diane's news. And Judy's been putting her offer together. Judy, I know we have your question coming up a little later on, but I love that you put this poll and you got all this feedback on one of those bonuses that we thought as a group, many of us have our own homes, what we thought might be a great bonus. And it looked at the time like the feature wall was what was coming out on top. I'm not sure what you went with. Another shout out, the lovely Maria, who I interviewed yesterday about her business and her tips for women who are stay-at-home mums who are dealing with the overwhelm and the isolation that can come with being in this new role and losing your identity. But also we talked a little bit about what women who are also running a business while in that situation can do. And she gave us some really, really great tips. So hats off to you for saying yes. And last week, Fran and I were on a Facebook Live talking about her business, not her business, Fran's business, and also how she supports women with their sales. And Anna James, it's been an ideal week. And I spoke about how she helps small businesses by sending out their invoices and doing their appointments and answering their phones. Such a great service. And Anna, I don't know that Anna's here today, but it was a really great, great session. So if you haven't seen that, go ahead and catch up. That is my shout outs for Ideal Moments. I also want to let you know that I did follow up. Now, last time we were together, we were talking all about products and services and pricing and all the elements of an offer. And I was encouraging you to either review your existing offers or to create a new offer. And I put this template for you inside of the files here in the Facebook group. This is also now available for you inside of your resource center. And I know that Chandra, Judy, Karina, Sonia are all working on their offers. And I hope there's others here. Anyone else here working on their offers this month, paying a little attention to how their offers are coming together? Go ahead and put something in chat. Obviously, if you're listening to the recording, you won't be able to do that. But do let us know. Yes, so Maria is also working on her offers. And so it's Christy Lee. Great, great, great. And Fran, perfect. Julie, awesome, awesome. Great. So, so important. Right? It's one of the fundamental growth zones. And as I said, I spent a year, more than a year, just redeveloping products. And I used the exact system that I've given you there of starting off with identifying before designing the products, etc. All right. So let me know if you have any, if you need any help, post your offers in the group and let's get those sorted out so that you can get them out because that's where they want to be, right? They don't want to be on a piece of paper. They want to be out there in the world. All right, time for our project check-in. And as I said, it's just a minute per person max, right? Just what is the project and a project update. Actually, before we do that, let me do a quick poll. Robin, can we do that? Let me know how much of your project is complete. So go ahead and choose one of these options. Is it 10% complete? Is it 25%, 50%, 75%, 100%? Just give me a sense. The initial project that you set back in the end of May, how are you doing with that? Okay, these results are way too even at the moment. So I'm going to give you just a moment. And Robin, 91% of you have voted. Can the rest of you please vote? I know if you're driving, obviously that might be a little difficult. I'll give you just a couple of minutes more. Okay, we'll leave it there. Oh, actually, I said a minute, so I'll give you a few more seconds. Okay, seems to have stopped. Let's display the answers. Awesome, I'm just gonna take a screenshot of this. So we have the largest percent, like, say we have, we've got three-way split between 10%, 50% and 75%. And I don't have anyone at the 100%. I have a feeling Anita is at 100% because I think her project was the retreat. And we know that is done, right? She's sold out. She's done great. Great. So that gives me an idea of where you're at. Cool. All right. Well, we want to keep moving those projects along. Let's go ahead and go back to the slides. Let me hide this. And Robin, could I get you to go ahead and mute and unmute people? And so when you're unmuted, just go ahead and tell us, say hi, tell us your project and your quick update on your project status. That would be Fran.
Oh, sorry, I didn't realize I was unmuted. Sorry.
Okay. All right.
Sorry. Yes.
Do you have a message that says unmuted? Or is that just go to?
No.
Okay. All right. Okay. Go ahead.
So where am I up to? So I'm
what is
still
the project, and what is the status?
All right. So project is my I can't even.
Okay. Do you want us to come back to you, Dal?
Yes.
Okay. All right. No worries. All right, Robin. Since people can't hear, I will unmute them and say their name. Hey, Selena. You're up.
So my project is to launch my 6-week online course, The Art of Influence for Introverts. And I just bought No Hustle on the recommendation of Francine. Thank you, Francine. No Hustle landing page, and just looking at the landing page to create the landing page. So 10%.
Okay. All right. Got it. Very good. Have you designed the course?
I have the course ready.
Okay. Okay. Got it. So now you're on the landing page and on the actual marketing. Perfect. Okay. Great. Thank you so much. Francine, over to you.
Yes. Hi. Congratulations, Selena. That's brilliant. Okay. So for me, it was content. It was splitting up my program. So not only did I split up my first one, I'm madly putting the tracks in front of the train still. So I've already got 8 people on there. So the second course that I was going to do, I just don't have time to do it at the moment. So all the background stuff is already done. I literally need to do the marketing for it. And I just don't have the manpower for that at the moment. The content, so that's my 25% that hasn't been done. The content stuff, I've set up my content. I've launched it all. It's all happening really poorly. The execution is shocking. And that's okay because I have just hired a VA as of 2 hours ago. So they will be starting on Monday. I will be needing to transition my old VA, my social media VA, and transition them out in the next month. And someone else, another technician as well, as I bring on board my VA. And I also hired Elizabeth Salter to get rid of the zero mess. And so she is working on that. So my life is going to be good.
I love it. You are on fire. And I love that you have outsourced something that was just dragging you down, allowing you to do what is more your area of genius. Yeah. Thank you, Joe.
I've sort of 90% finished that first project. I basically just got to finish because I was just doing, set up Facebook page, set up Google My Business and everything. So I've got most of that done. Just got to finish a few things on Google My Business. And I've set up MailChimp and everything, but it's all just, I've just got to get it to the final point where I'm ready to start promoting things. So then I'm about 1% started on the next project,
Great. Thank you so much. All righty. Christy Lee, the lovely Christy Lee. Hi.
Hi, good morning. So my project is building out my marketing mountain for my HR Unlimited offer. And I'm a bit stuck with content on the email sequence that will go after the video on the thank you page. So that's where I'm stuck at the moment, and I've just been swamped with working in the business currently, which is getting a bit frustrating, but I'm a bit delayed based on those two things.
Got it. Thank you. And I saw your question about those emails. Great. Thank you. Judy.
Hi. I've got all the content for my Christmas promotion. The next problem is working out how to put it out there.
That's your question today, and we're going to be covering that. Thank you,
Judy. The more I read, the more confusing I get.
Oh, no, we're going to simplify things. No worries.
I know it has to be simple.
Thank you. Chandra. I think you're muted at your end.
Hello?
All good.
Yeah, I'm in a cafe. Hopefully it's not too noisy. My project was to launch the online CEOU program, which I have realized was I just went straight for the most massive project I could choose when really I have to break it down. So I'm very much focused on the list building side of things. The Facebook ad campaign for the opt-in's been going well. We're in the second tweak or iteration of that, based on what was performing best from the first round. So that's been good to have that all outsourced and just having them do that for me, and I just check in and tell them what's happening opt-in wise. The other thing that's been really great is, and a couple of people mentioned about the follow-up emails, I've been getting quite a few, not stacks, but quite a few people responding to my first email from the opt-in, which is so good. And then, you know, I'm just getting into a short little, tell me a bit more about this. And it just has been so good to get that little hit of like, okay, people are getting value from it and connecting. So it's a little boost, which has been good.
Very good. Very exciting. And I have your question today as well. Alrighty. Karen, hi. Great to see you here. Hi.
So I ditched my first project because I realized I wasn't ready to do it. So I went back to systems and realized, just due to the fact that we were growing so quick, that I needed to really look at the scalability of our systems. So, and then I realized how big a task that was going to be. And so, like Christy Lee said, I'm stuck just in. And I'm doing, and I'm in, and I'm doing. And so I think I'm breaking it down again, and I'm going to focus on our new clients, and then I'll go to our existing clients. So I'm very new in the stages of it, because I just, every time I look at something, I go, okay, that's got too much work to do.
Yeah. And I got your note. I know that you're in a bit of a state of overwhelm, so I'm hoping that we can help you find a clear way forward today.
Thank you.
Thank you. And Julie.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm going good. I'm really happy that I'm a lot clearer about what I need to do. I'm a lot further advanced than 6 months ago, I think, when I started. I understand it so much more now. So I'm in the almost finished the automating the landing page and the thank you page and the video with my free guide, and automating that to people booking in online. So a scheduling app, which I haven't had before. So I can see it all. It's all coming together. So I'm really,
sound
really
so much more confident, Julie.
I'm so happy about it. So
fantastic.
Yeah. So awesome. All good.
Thank you. Yes. Woohoo, Julie, says Chandra. I agree. Maria.
Hi, I'm working on, I was initially going to put an online course with people like Touchpoints, but I've decided I'm going to, by the end of the month, put an online offer that has no Touchpoint, that's just all automated, and start with that just to get something up and out there.
Okay, so you've got a new project. And have you done a timeline for it? Like, have you done the project plan? Yeah, awesome. Great, great, great. And Karina, hi, in Singapore. I think you're muted at your end. There we are.
Hi. Yeah, unexpectedly came to Singapore, so I'm just enjoying the warmth here. But my project was my website. Well, it's my website. And 2 weeks ago, I had organised for a photo shoot, because I live in Adelaide, but I had a photo shoot all organised of a couple of models wearing my jewellery. That's all completed. My web designers put them all up on my website. So the website's now developing that real personalised touch. It's not just a template anymore. And, I'm just writing the content, and the only other part that I have to work on now is just getting the products up and the product descriptions. And I've come up with another project idea called Top Drawer, which will be like a membership type subscription. So I'm just putting that to the side at the moment.
I love that because actually PJ and I were talking about your business the other day. Can't remember why. And we were thinking, oh, wouldn't it be great to have a membership? And but you know, you don't want to derail yourself. You're focused on launching the site, building.
Yeah, I've got to get the site up and running so I can because obviously I'm not getting any sales at the moment. So yeah. I need to start.
Yeah, yeah, that's the priority, but definitely down the line. Yeah. And I've got your question for today as well. So we'll cover that
shortly, so because I've got to go, but I will jump into the recording.
Perfect. Thank you. Glad we could see you for a little bit. Deb, I know you're listen only, but can you talk?
Yes, I can.
Hi, how are you? What's your project? What are you up to?
Just my car's a bit noisy, that's all. The only reason I was on mute. Okay, so my initial project was my nurture sequence, but because of the hotel project that came up, I swapped that over, and with the change of the Marriott groups, we're waiting until Christmas until the Marriott group have got more information about how they're going to make their changes. So that's sort of on hold now. And now I'm driving to Canberra today to go to Floriade. We're only going for 2 weeks, so I'm going to start my old project, my nurture sequence, while I'm away. So it's my life's. We've got sediment on our house on Thursday. It's all gone. You know, I've got my life back now, and I'm looking forward to actually getting something done. So,
very exciting. Are you coming to Melbourne at the end of the month?
No, because I had to go to Floriade early this year. So normally I fly to Melbourne and then fly straight to Canberra, but I won't make it this year, unfortunately.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry.
Anyone who's in Canberra, call past Floriade and say hello, or we can do a catch up.
You know what? Go ahead and post that in the main member group, because we do have some Canberra members who'd love to say hi. Sonia, hi.
Hello, how are you?
Good. Yeah, go ahead. Project and your update.
Okay, I'm just in an open environment, so I'll just put video on there. The lovely surfboard.
Beautiful.
Okay, where am I? I've had a lot on, but I did manage to run a Facebook campaign for Optimus and New Generation, which was great. Not the best response in terms of the best quality leads, but definitely some good leads in there, and was able to meet with them and get into sales mode, which was excellent. And I've made pre-sales, which was great.
Having a little trouble hearing you, but I got it so far, but if you can come a little closer to the mic, that'd be great.
Okay. So what else? I found an outsourced consultant now to help me with the SEO stuff, and somebody I used to work with, so really happy about that because I know he's excellent, and that was the hardest thing, was really finding someone I could trust. So really good, and he can impart a lot of knowledge to me, which I thought was excellent. So what I'm building now is an email sequence to go with that Facebook campaign, but it does need to be tweaked. And I do need to properly map out the mountain and share it. I just have not had a moment. And as you know, there's a lot of stuff going on with all the states, both here and in Ireland. And it's just, I honestly, it's a nightmare to be managing that all and managing this and that stuff. So that's why I haven't really been that active.
Yeah, no worries. But you did write a lovely long post and got us up to date recently. So that was great to see. Yeah. All right, I'm just going to leave it there because we are, Chandra's saying, where are you? I think she's at Surf Corp. Yeah, it's just really hard to hear you. But use the chat if you need to.
Okay, I'm going to turn it on.
Lovely to see you. Hair looks great.
Oh, thank you.
All right, Fran, we're quickly coming back to you. There we go.
Okay, I'm good to go now. I felt like my project is around the chief experience officer and kind of mapping out that business model. Mm-hmm. And I was really feeling like I was getting lost in it and didn't know where I was going. So what I've decided, for those of you who have heard or used the business model canvas, I just want to fill out that business model canvas with kind of what I've experienced from having my three pilot clients, and just see where I'm at with that business model, and then I can reset a project based on that information.
Got it. Okay, great. So Canvas is...
Because otherwise I feel like it's just going to go on forever. So that the end game is to have my first draft of my business model Canvas done, and that will help inform next steps.
Great, because, you know, you're going to know about viability. You're going to know exactly what it's going to take to get it up. Yeah, very good. Thank you, Fran. Thank you for the update. Thank you all. Love hearing your progress. I know some of you are further along than others, or further along than where you wanted to be. And that's really the only measure that matters. It's like, where do you want to be and where are you at? And we're all going to be moving ahead a little bit today. I posted this quote in the group and I just really love it. It's from James Clear, the author of Atomic Habits. And I didn't hear that anyone was really stuck. I know a couple of you are, but I wanted to share it here. And he says, this is a problem solving strategy. And it just rang true for me. And he says, if you're stuck, shift up a level or two, think bigger picture. Or down a level or two and think finer detail. So Fran is going up a level. She's looking at the business model. But for others, it needs to go finer detail, get into that email sequence. He says many problems are solvable at a different level than where the problem is at. And this works for strategy too. He said you'll often find a better opportunity at a different level. And that, you know, it's like being inside the bottle and not being able to read the label. And so sometimes we just need to zoom on up. We get clear on our vision. We're going to be talking more about that today. And sometimes we have to go down to the detail and do the work, do the nitty gritty to solve a problem. Very good. Chandra said, this helped me when I was getting blocked about what to do next. It just gave me perspective of bigger picture rather than short term. Yeah, absolutely. And that's why I really enjoyed that quote as well. Alrighty, it's time for questions and we'll get through as many as we can. And for some of you, you're going to be leaving with additional questions and not just answers. We're going to kick off here with Karen's question. I want to thank you for being so open and vulnerable with us, Karen. Karen says, I'm going through a complete period of feeling overwhelmed. I've conducted a complete audit of my business and trying to work on it becoming scalable. I'm still stuck in the business and not working on the business. I feel like I'm doing bits and pieces of everything and doing nothing well. Who's been there? Can I see a show of hands? I know that doesn't make it easier for you, Karen, but I want you to know you're definitely not alone and that I go in and out of these periods where I've got it all together and then other times where I'm just in doing the detail. So I have a couple of questions for you and a couple of thoughts. And you said your question is, when you want to change so much, how do you work out your priorities and how do you ignore the other areas when they're not working effectively either? Right. Yeah. And a couple of people saying they're there too. So I love this quote by Steve Jobs, one of my all-time favorite entrepreneurs. And he says, if you're working on something exciting that you really care about, you don't have to be pushed. The vision pulls you. And so I want to start there because anytime we find ourselves or distracted by the many things, it's because we don't have a compelling something that is our my vision is so strong that I can do nothing but focus on this. When we have a really clear vision, a lot of else strips away. We know where we're going. We know what to focus our attention on. And we know that there are other things that are maybe later or maybe never, but we know that there's just a few things that we can obsess about to get us to that vision. And so there's a quote from a book called Thank You for Being Late. And this process, Karen, is something we spend a whole week on at the Reach Retreat. But I just want to give you this one little piece. Because in order for us to be clear about where to focus on, we need to take the time to pause and reflect. And so this quote says, opting to pause and reflect rather than panic or withdraw is a necessity. It's not a luxury or a distraction. It is a way to increase the odds that you'll better understand and engage productively with the world around you. And he says, when you press the pause button on a machine, it stops. But when you press the pause button on human beings, they start. This is taking the time to get really clear on what does my ideal business look like? Like, what does it look like when I'm living a life that I love? And really taking that time, maybe it's a day out from the business. Maybe it's a day with your partner, if you have a partner that needs to be considered in this equation, but it has to start with you. is to take the time to pause and not do, but simply reflect. How did I get to where I am now? You have this beautiful business that helps kids with math and English tuition. How did I get to where I am now? And moving forward, how much do I want to keep and how much am I willing to let go of? Because I know that it's busy work. What does the business look like? Is it changing the revenue mix? Is it changing your role? For some business owners who I've gone through this reach process with, it's about recognizing their role as the CEO and really clearly seeing the vision of themselves playing the CEO role, knowing that they might not be there yet. It might take a year, it might take 2 years to extricate themselves from the day-to-day, but creating a vision that's so compelling about what their ideal life looks like, about what is their heart's desire, that they can then design the business to keep moving towards that, knowing it won't happen overnight. So getting clarity about your vision is where I want to start, and doing less and obsessing about that vision. And so if we go back to where we started right here in Ideal Business Accelerator, we started with our why. Hello, Sonia Filotto, I see you. So I want you to go back and revisit that, your why. Why are you doing what you're doing, and why does the business exist in its current format or the format that you want? We could go to the next slide. And when you're in that vision state and you have a worksheet for this, you'll look at your why. Why do I do what I do? And for me, knowing my why, is about helping people become free in their lives, free financially, free to express themselves, free to live a life they love. My why runs very deep. So even whenever I'm doing anything, I can come back to that why and know that I'm either on purpose or off purpose. I'm either doing things that line up with that, or I'm fart-assing around, excuse my language. Is part of your vision making an impact, and on whom? Is it on your kids? Is it on your society? Is it on a particular niche market? Is it on the children that you serve? What is your ideal lifestyle? Is it working 3 days a week, or is it having offices in, you know, 5 different countries? Getting really clear on what your ideal business looks like, and using this model and looking at the time frame. Maria says, my biggest gift to yourself would be accepting where you are right now and the status quo before moving forward. It reduces the resistance to the reality of the now, and accepting the reality doesn't mean you have to like the status quo, but just acknowledging what is right now. And so part of this stopping and pausing is doing an inventory. This is how I got to where I am. Because then we can make another choice. It does not have to look like the past. It's not a repeating loop. We can break that cycle by creating a new compelling vision that is where we want to go. And so part of the exercise that, again, we do in Hawaii, and if you can be in Hawaii, Karen, please, please come, is reflecting and talking about living a life that's on purpose. But this is a little exercise you can do on your own, and that is just to find some time where you can be on your own and you can start to reflect back over the times that you felt most on purpose. What I love about what I do, what I don't like about what I do, what I'm proudest of having got where I am. Right, and really starting to envision what life looks like a year from now, 2 years from now. What would make it ideal for you? You want to get that all down. And then when it comes to the business, it is, yeah, Celia says it's so counterintuitive to stop. Absolutely. But this is why all these women are coming to Hawaii, because they're going to stop in order to go faster, right? Because we can just keep going, doing. But when we don't have that clarity of vision, which you don't have to come to Hawaii to do that. You know, it's just an immersion, right? It's a way to, you know, it's kind of you're forced to do it because of the environment. But it is in getting clear on what you want. And how does your role look like? What things do you hate doing? What things do you absolutely want to be doing? But also getting clear on some of the other things we've talked about, like your who. Being really clear. Do I love working with these clients, or do I want to choose different clients? Your what? Am I selling what I want to be selling? Does the format suit me, or does it keep me working in the business too much? It's like Francine going from one to one to one to many, right? She's at this transition point. She's a little bit stuck in getting there, but she knows that that's going to free her up and leverage her. It's like Jackie Brellman, who was part of Ideal and is now doing Mastermind, who just wanted to transition from having this many hours in the legal practice to, you know, being more in the CEO role and bringing in new business and doing mergers and, you know, doing high level things, and knowing that it's a transition and that if she stays focused on that, she's going to need to put the teams in place and the systems in place and develop products and services that don't take her precious time, right? Which is really designing what you sell and your what, and making sure that it is a good return on your investment of time and energy. And then your how, right? Because if you are doing a lot of face-to-face, this goes back to, you know, then maybe that's what you want to change. Again, I don't know exactly what the frustration is and what's keeping you in the business. But if it's admin, then I'd be looking at how quickly can you offload some of that admin. If not, you know, maybe you don't have the budget to bring on a full-time person or a part-time person, but maybe you could get someone 3 hours a week to do some of that for you, to get you more, give you the design time, that time when you are designing the business, you're doing the high-level work. And it's not a luxury for all of us. This is for all of you. This is not a luxury. This is the role of being CEO, is to giving yourself the support you need, whether it's at-home support, whether it's in-office support, whether it's tools, you know, because you don't want to be funking around with trying to use technology that you can't use, right? I know someone here is stuck on MailChimp. It's like, well, stop trying to figure it out. Give it to someone else who can do it quickly. So Julie says, creating a vision board with images of what inspires you is incredibly powerful, Karen. My clients always benefit hugely from this. Yeah. Selena says, who and what is crucial and sometimes the hardest thing to do. Yeah. Project planning 101, says Chandra. Go slow first so that you can go fast later. Yeah. So I hope that helps. Just pop a note in there for me. I hope that helps, and happy to continue this conversation of vision. It's such a big piece. And I know for me, anytime I've pivoted my business, it is, I have gone to a beach house and just spent the weekend, you know, running through the reach process. I have taken PJ and I have gone somewhere, like, you know, we've been anywhere from the marina in Mosman to Hyams Beach on the south coast to up in North Queensland to time in Hawaii, different times where we would just stop and pause and do a recount. Where are we at? Where are we going with our lives? What's my personal vision? What's his personal vision? They don't have to be the same, but we have to have some alignment. Yeah. Selena says she's booking time away from family. Yeah, this is time for you. And, you know, maybe you buddy up with someone else here, but it's not a chit chat, right? It's really about you finding the time and the environment to just pause and reflect and move forward. All right. Thanks, everyone. Wonderful. She says, great. Alrighty. Chandra's question is next. And she says she has many questions in her head this week, so apologies in advance. Never a reason to apologize. I love answering your questions. I wish you would all ask more questions. I love this. I feel that's how I can best support you and how everyone else. I mean, look at the gold here that people are giving up. You know, so ask away. So she says, the one that keeps coming up, which may be difficult one to answer, is I want to launch my COU program as I haven't run it since the beta this time last year, and I'm keen to move to one to many. But I'm wondering if I have enough numbers and momentum to launch. After a list cleanup, there was some issue with duplicates and unsubscribes. I now have 286 contacts, about 60 are new from the recent opt-in campaign, yay, that I've been running. Part of me feels like it's not a big enough list to launch and I should just focus on list building longer. Part of me feels like this is a cop-out to delay launching, smiley, and I'm not actually selling them anything for too long. I'm thinking of doing a webinar as a next step. And I'll read the rest because it's good for you to know. But she goes through the process here of what she might be doing. Is it too early to sell now, later? Here's what I want to offer up is that you will always be doing lead generation. I want you all to hear this. It's not just when we are on. We want to be generating leads all year round. I want you to always have a lead magnet of some sort. And remember, join my newsletter, it is not it. Right? So it's a thing, but that free something that gets people a little closer to you. What is it that you could do? So, and then we want to get people up this mountain. So you said you have 286 contacts and 60 are from the new campaign. So what I want to know, and maybe I'll just open up your line quickly because I just want you to answer a couple of questions for me. All right. Hey, hey.
Hello.
Hello, hello. Those 60 new people, have you been nurturing them?
Yes, it's actually 70 now.
Yay!
Yeah, so they, I think there's about 4 follow-up emails that they get pretty much, you know, a day or two apart.
Right. And what are you making an offer? Are you hinting at the course? Like what are you, what's the content of those?
No, the first one is just, you know, another link to the download and a question asking them to respond with where they're at. Then I think the second one is pointing them to just other free resources. Another one is to some potential podcast episodes that might be helpful for them. So they're just all pretty much free. Offering, I need to actually go back and check. I did it a while ago, but I think it's offering if they're ready for a transit talk, so a free 30-minute conversation to check in about where they're at. But I haven't had any takers on that, just the email bits and pieces.
Do you know what your open rates and things are as they go through the emails?
I think I haven't checked specifically just for that list, but when I do a weekly email about my podcast episode, they're around 35%, something like that, open rate.
Okay, great. So with your little sequence, you know, if they're not getting to email four, then they're not going to get the, they're not going to take you up on the freebie.
Yeah, cool.
So, let me go through a couple of things with you around nurture sequences at the moment, but I think that you want to start peppering the idea of the podcast. I think, one, you want to be lead generating all the time. Two, you want to look at this as a launch and decide when you're going to launch and then follow this launch sequence that I'm going to give you in just a moment. Mm-hmm. The course is done, right? You could deliver it tomorrow if you had a group.
Yeah, in fact, yeah. It's actually existing because I have all the recordings from last time, and one of the things I outsourced is have all those videos set up there in a private members area. So technically I could sell it now and have someone have access to the training straight away.
Great. And is there, do they have to go through as a cohort or do I do it individually?
If they access it now, it would just be like a DIY self-paced thing. But the way that I intend to deliver it is live as a cohort. So with a set date and then going, right, okay. Session one and it's live. And then those new videos would update the old ones.
Okay, got it. All right. I would love to hear you start talking about it, even if you're peppering it, even if you're using stories in your emails or your Facebook lives or whatever your communications are, using stories of people who've done the course or people who work with. I don't have to have specifically done that course, but getting some dates on the calendar. So let me show you, I'm just going to mute you, excuse me, and while I go through this, five stages of launching. Now, these are the five stages that we use. I've learned them from Stu McLaren of Tribe. And Fran, I see your comments. I will come back to those in a second. So these are the five stages of launching that we use. The first is connection. Now, in this phase, you want to be giving people content that tells them about who you are, what you believe at a heart level. So you want to think about some content that really defines who you are. So for me, you might have seen that we had some videos about community and the importance of community, or that you are your best investment, or there are pivotal moments in our business, right? So I've created a little series, I think, of about five different videos that are all my values. They don't sell anything. They are just, there's no call to action. These are pieces of content that we are running all year round, but especially leading up to a launch. So we're opening up membership at the end of the month. And we really only have a public open once a year. And so we have been working now since, what month are we? September. I think the end of June on these stages. Yours don't have to be this long. But just say the connection period was about 4 weeks. We released one message each week. We then go into the awareness stage. Now, this is the stage where we raise awareness in the marketplace of the transformation that people can experience when they are part of our community. And the way we do this is by sharing stories. So you will see stories from Fiona Keary of Style Liberation, Chantel Gilbert of Blue Gum Electrical, Tasha, who's the naturopath who does, anyway, we've got client stories. Now they're not saying, Susie's great, love the community, you know, you should join. They just are demonstrating their story of where they were before they joined her business and the transformation they've had as a result of using our products and services without talking about the products and services. So where do you start from this, right? You just want some client stories. They could be written, they could be image posts, but you want to be talking about the transformation because what you want people to say when they see these, this content is, I want what she has, right? Whereas the connection is about saying, oh, I believe that too. Yeah, that rings true for me as well. Community is important. You are your best investment. whereas the awareness is about telling other people's stories. So when I'm on an interview with Fran and Fran's talking about her business or Anna's talking about her business, I'm profiling and their story is being told inadvertently, right? I'm profiling these members that I love and they are helping people. They're telling their story, but other people are also hearing their story. Does that make sense? Okay. So, but again, it doesn't have to be videos. You just, you know, if you're doing emails and you're doing a longer sequence, then you want to make sure you've got some case studies. Like here's Mary, and she was at this breaking point in her career where she just did not know how to move forward. And then what she did, right, rather than saying she did my course and this is what happened, there might be an element of your course where you're teaching them how to, I don't know, go past the imposter syndrome, say for instance. So you might say, and what Mary did was she finally stopped beating herself up every time she missed a goal. And instead, so you're not saying in module 3, lesson 2, we talk about imposter syndrome, you're demonstrating that she now has this ability or this self-confidence that she didn't have, or she has this job that she didn't have. So you're thinking about your stories and you're telling them in this phase here. The third phase is the desire phase. This is where people start to transition into people wanting your product and service. And now this is a typical launch. When you've heard of launches, this is the Jeff Walker type of launch. You often see three-part video series, then, right? You've seen that sort of launch, or it could be an email sequence. It doesn't have to be videos. But in this part, you are educating, but you're also shifting from creating a desire to you're going to open up soon and you're going to ask them to buy. So this could be your webinar, right? This doesn't have to be a three-part video series. This could be you've been sending them emails, now you're doing the webinar, and then in the webinar, you're giving them a generic solution, right? So in the webinar, you might be saying, these are the things that you need to do to transition in your career, generic solution. And it's only later that you then say, and if you don't want to do that on your own, I have this. So for us right now, you will have got an email. We are starting a workshop next week on the 19th called Grow Your Network, Get New Clients. Now, this is a three-part video series that over three lessons, I'm going to be teaching about the importance of community, surrounding yourself with the right people. I'm going to be teaching connection statement. I'm going to be teaching how important a connection network is. I will never once say buy my thing, but I will hint to the fact that in not too long, we're going to be opening up our membership and we only do this once a year. So this, you might just want to watch this to get a sense of what we're doing. So just go ahead and register for it. We have also set up and now we're just talking slightly bigger numbers, but we'll get there real soon, that we've set up a pop-up Facebook group for the people doing the workshop where they can start to get to know me. They'll get to know you guys because I'm hoping you'll come in and you'll share your expertise. But this part here, desire, is about teaching. You teaching what you know. Then we go into the fourth stage, which is buy. And buy is where we actually say, buy my stuff. My course is now on sale, right? And here they're going to say yes or they're going to say no. There's no in between. They're saying yes or they're saying no. They're either moving forward with you or they're not. And then for those that move forward, there's a fifth stage, which we call the wow stage, which is now about onboarding them, delivering what you said, you know, having them know, like, and trust you at a level that they're referring clients and they're becoming advocates. So these are the five stages. Now you can move through them quickly or slowly. My sound keeps fluctuating. Oh, okay. Hopefully you can all hear me. So let me read these comments and I'll come on back. So Fran said earlier, remember we're wanting to get all the juice from these early adopters so that you can cross the chasm into the early majority. Robin, let me know that my sound was a little off. Sonia says, love that, a video on your values. I remember this now that you mentioned it. Sonia says, I'm coming up with a video content calendar and maybe that's a great way to start the video series. Absolutely. And Fran says, when do you put the awareness story? I was told not to put on the Facebook page as this ought to be for the hot to trot people. We put our awareness stuff all on our Facebook page. All those videos are on your Facebook page. They're in emails and they're in paid traffic as well. So we're running ads to our stories. right? And so that could be an image of a client with their story. In our case, we have some professionally produced videos, but they are being run to cold traffic, but it's also something you could retarget your list with. And remember, we're talking ongoingly, right? You're going to keep growing this list, but you're going to create some assets that you can reuse again and again. So for you right now, just think about those stages. You don't have to do them in great detail, but if you put it, I want you to put a date on the calendar when you're going to launch the course and then back away from that, knowing that, you know what, I've only got 60 leads that are warm that I've been warming up, and therefore, you know, maybe I'll get 10% of them, or maybe I'll get 20% of them. I don't know. What would be your minimum that you'd want to get to just run the course? 5. Awesome, right? So you might want 5. So put the date on the calendar, you're going to do 5, and then back it out from there. And just give yourself enough time to say, you know what, I do want to do these phases, and so I want to give myself, it's not copping out, it's just having a strategic pathway for people. I would also want to look at your emails, and we're going to talk in a moment about the sequence that you want to be doing your emails in, because there's certain things that you want to do with your nurture emails that's going to move people forward, right? Not just keep giving them lots of freebies, but never really asking for the sale, even when we're not on sale. So for us, when our doors are closed, and really, you know, we're only getting better at this. We haven't always had this down. When someone inquires about membership and we're closed, we're adding them to a wait list for next time we open. But we have been shite at keeping those people warm and sending them relevant content. And it's only been in the last few months that we've gone back and gone, okay, all right, some of these people have been on the wait list since last September. They've probably gone a bit cold. Let's start talking to them again about the fact that we are opening and sharing stories with them and inviting them to the free workshop to re-energize them. So, yeah. 5, happy with more, yes. 5 is good. What is better? What is best? She says, Fran. Great. Cool. And I hope that answered your question as well, Francine. So Chandra, I don't want to overload you. Do you feel like you've got enough to move ahead with? Yes. Okay. And please keep this conversation up in the group, because everybody here, who else learned something from what we just did? Right? Okay. So it's useful for everyone when you're asking great questions. And like I said, we've probably used this sort of model for launch for the last 2 years, and you want to keep it simple, but I think there's something in that psychology of, you know, you're always list building, you're always getting your values and who you are and what you believe in, but there has to be a point where we start to create the desire and then we make the offer. All right, let me see where I've put that information about the emails, because I just do want to make sure that I give you that. It might be in response to someone else's question that'll come up. So let me just check that I've got that. All right. If not, I will definitely, Robin will remind me to make sure I tell you what that is. All right. 5 stages of launching. That's good. All right. Karina is up. She says she's in the process of building her new website, but needs direction on developing a launch strategy. So Karina, back up a little bit and just re-listen to that. She says, my business has a new look and a new direction now. What should I do prior to launch and what the launch should look like? It needs to be something that's not actually going to cost me a lot of money, and I need to capitalize on the Christmas season. Absolutely. So many retailers do. I aim to have my website operating by mid-October. So the game with you, Karina, is traffic, right? And doing everything that you can to maximize traffic and, in your case, repeat traffic. Now, if you did not watch the Facebook Live that I did with Susan Bradley last week, that is available over on the group, on the network group. Actually, Robin, can we share it into this group if it's not there already? Just give me a thumbs up or let me know. Yeah, we'll do, she says. So Karina, you definitely want to watch that, because she talks about how not all traffic is equal, how to calculate how much traffic you need in order to get the sort of e-commerce sales that you're looking for, because it really is a traffic game, right? You're an e-commerce store. It's all about the traffic, and then your on-page conversions and tweaking those numbers over time. So as far as the launch strategy, you could do certainly some of the things that I've just mentioned to Chandra. You want to start teasing. I don't know how many people are on your email list. You might want to post about this in the group, but you want to start letting people know on all platforms, on your Facebook group, on any other social networks, and via email as well. I want to come back and remind you on all the channels that you have available to you to put this out there. Firstly, we have our owned channels. So this is what you own. That's why I asked you about an email list, your social media channels. So whether that's your Facebook page, if you have a group or you belong to other groups, your website, obviously, that you want to make sure that's optimized for SEO, which I'm sure you're all over. If you have a blog, if you have a podcast, which I don't think you do, if you're doing any sort of events, maybe you're doing events with designers, you want to definitely be talking about it there. And if you are going to do a Christmas promotion, then you want to be thinking about that. Are you going to do it all in one thing? I've launched my new website. Like, the fact you've launched your new website is big for you, but it's not a big deal for everyone else unless there's a reason for them to go there now. So maybe it's the fact that you have released this exclusive new line of something, or you've got a limited time when you, you know, visit the website over the period of the next 4 weeks, you have a 20% discount coupon instead of a 10%, right? You've got to give me a reason to go. Or, you know, you've just got this exclusive range that you've never stocked before that was worn by, I don't know, a Kardashian or something. I don't know, right? Give people a reason. So they're your own. They're things that you can control. They're going to be your biggest leverage points, but also earned, right? And remember, we've talked about earned. So can other people share your news? Are there people that you've done partnerships with in the past who could share your news? Can you submit an article to a publication about, it's not going to be about your website being launched. It's going to be about something that you're selling. Can you be a guest speaker on someone else's platform to talk about it? Is there any media or PR, right? Maybe contact Candace and say, look, this is what I'm doing. And maybe the angle is the fact that it's statement jewelry for curvier women, right? And maybe you're going to go to the publications who tend to cater to that woman. Maybe you're going to do a strategic alliance with Kay or with Anita or with Peter, who are with women over 50 plus, who just due to aging and hormones and pregnancy and all those things, maybe their bodies are bigger. Maybe they are looking for those statement pieces. So, and can you get PR on their platforms? And then there's paid. And I know you want to kind of keep it narrow on the pay, but it may behoove you to actually do a little bit of paid traffic. And that might be retargeting people that come to the website about the Christmas sale. It could be retargeting those who've engaged with your videos, because I know you've done some Facebook videos, right? So you can create an audience of those people and retarget them with an offer on your jewelry or the fact that the website is up. There might be someone else in your niche who has an email list who might be willing to email for you, and maybe you offer their clients a special coupon. Again, I don't want to put anyone out here, but there might be other members in the community who have email lists and your similar client who you might be able to do a swap with. Maybe they can email for you and you can email for them. And now if you don't have the same email size, perhaps yours is smaller and theirs is larger, just figure it out. Just find something that works for both people. There could be paid influencers. There could be joint ventures where you're paying someone a commission. But these can also be joint ventures that are not paid. And that's kind of what I'm suggesting. Let me see. Christy Lee says, Joe, I think it depends. I don't know what the question was. On the content, the group, and the delivery method, I agree some groups with 20 plus people may be difficult to keep everyone on task at the same pace and everyone there. I must have missed something. So let me know if I need to jump in on that conversation. So Karina, back to your question. What should I do prior to launch and what should the launch look like? So we've gone through those launch stages. Again, it's not a one-off event. The fact the website is there, I get that, you know, it's going to be a hot period leading up to Christmas. So you want to make sure that you've put together a good offer. We talked about offers last time we were together when we talked about products and services. So what is your offer? Is it going to be a 1 week sale? Is it going to be a sort of bundle? What is the offer? That's really going to be, and then driving traffic. It's all about traffic. How many ways can you drive traffic to your site? And you might even want to put a post about this in the group, and perhaps we can think of other ways that you can drive traffic. But it is really a traffic game. Building a website, this is for all of you, does not do anything to bring you new clients if there's no traffic coming. So that is not only SEO, but it's like, well, how many ways can I get traffic? And, you know, sites like ours that are, have been around forever, you know, we have so much Google juice because we have so much content and they're so old. But for many of you, you're not getting the traffic that you need. And if you consider that maybe 1% of people will convert from a website and you back that out and say you want to do $5,000 in sales a month, well, then how much traffic do you need? And I'm speaking more for e-commerce stores. The numbers are going to be different, possibly lower for service businesses. But if you're selling widgets, 1% is kind of the conversion. So you want to be building that traffic. So a quicker way to go might be through strategic alliances and low-hanging fruit, putting an offer inside the Facebook group that you belong to with her business, you know, making an offer to members. Just start getting those wheels greased with people you know. Yeah, if you build it, they will come is a big fat lie. It is. If you build the course, if you build the membership, if you build the website, if you build the Facebook page, it is. It's a big fat lie. It only apparently works for make-believe baseball games and stadiums or whatever that was in that movie in Field of Dreams. All right. So owned, earned, and paid traffic. All right. Are we ready for a new one? All right. This is from the lovely Diane Irving. And she says, first news, we successfully brought on a co-developer for our energy business. Huge win strategically and financially for us. This allows me to be a bit further removed. Happy girl, more time for writing. Yay, Diane, Chandra is saying. My question, over this past year, we have weaned off support in business and at home, leaving us exhausted trying to do everything. I want to take steps to slowly build back our team. My question is where to begin? Not sure if I should focus on home support or business support. The choices that Diane has come up with are one, a personal assistant for home, helping with shopping, cooking, errands, etc. Two, an executive assistant for her tulip business to help out with all the admin type tasks, which she's no good at. Or three, support for our energy business to start to build out a small team and cover all the tasks that are time consuming. All three require thought, time, and training. She's leaning towards the first option, which is the personal support at home, because it says it leverages my time, it's a smaller commitment, it's not quite so much training, plus if it's not the right choice, I can make a correction. Any thoughts? I'm going to open it up to you guys. What do you think? Pop it in the chat and I'll read it out here for Diane. Which one of those do you feel might be the best one for her to start on? We're getting quite a few number ones from a lot of women who would probably love that extra support at home as well. And I think that is really, really important that you get that home support. I could go any of those ways. Probably the help with Tulip would be my I know that's your project. But of the three, I think that would be my lowest priority right now. My question to you is, what aligns most with your highest objectives? Will having the home help allow you to focus more on the business? And will you be disciplined to do that if you had home help? Or would getting someone in the office on the other business, which is potentially more profitable, still get you out of that day-to-day, giving you more time for Tulip? But have a bigger payoff because that business has a bigger upside right now. So I could go either way. Maria says it could be a combination. It doesn't have to be one or the other. Maybe if you've got a budget, you could go a little bit, you know, on each one. Karen says PA for home, and when you find something good, let me know. It's just that she's in, New Jersey. Otherwise, yes, we could share them around. And Julie says, you're the best one to answer this, Diane. Yeah. And Maria said it could be a combination. Joe Parlin said number three. Chandra said could do two or three, right? So we've got mixed opinions, you know, because we're all sort of reflecting on our own stages as well. I'm all for home help. And even if you've got someone just for a few hours just to do the shopping, I know that, you know, nutrition has been a big item on the agenda at home with you, Diane, and, you know, for Nathan and for you and Euclid. So maybe there's someone that can just do some of that. Whatever's going to free you up in a way that you feel empowered, right? Because if you're getting someone to do the home help, but that's still not freeing you up from the energy business and you really want to be working on Tulip, then you might still be conflicted. So just have a think about what is going to have the biggest impact on for you and your life and the business. Chandra says, I'm out of the house because there are cleaners there. Best thing ever. Yeah, and Sonia Filordo is saying, whatever you least want to do. I know this is easier to say than do, but train family to share the housework. Selena, I think that could be easier to say than do. And And Chandra's jealous because Christy Lee, Christy Lee's jealous that Chandra has cleaners and she's out of the house. Sonia Milyoki is saying, number one, because if you just got two, then you still need to do one, which wouldn't be a good use of your time. If you start with one, then your time will be about growing your business. Yeah, great, great, great suggestion. Love it, love it. So hopefully that helps, Diane. Let us know what you decide. But I love the way you're thinking in getting yourself more and more in the CEO role. And again, congratulations on the developments in the business. I know how important that is to you. And I'll see you in a few weeks. I'll see you in Hawaii. Well, not a few weeks. Next month. I'll talk to you before then. All righty. Judy Bailey. Now, we know Judy's been working on her Christmas offer and getting people's homes painted in time for them to have a beautiful home to have their Christmas lunch at. And she says, the content of my Paint Your Home with Christmas Joy offer is ready. I have three ways in mind to get my offer out. Number one, email, connect with leads pre-2019. Number two, Facebook ad and local community groups. Number three, letter drop area where our clients live. She says, I'm still a little confused and in need of some help with the MailChimp process and designing the layer. Tossing up if the flyers should be the Christmas offer or a more generic offer, inviting possible clients to follow us on Facebook for offers. My thinking is that it's easier to update Facebook offers than printed. All right, here is my thinking on this. MailChimp, I would get that out of your hair immediately. Speak to Jennifer Gale of Pink Hat Digital or find someone else. Maybe there's someone even here in the group that could help you out. But I would definitely be looking to get, you know, the emails leveraged and also, I believe, landing pages with MailChimp as well. And you'll want a landing page for the emails to be directed to. You'll want a landing page when you're putting something in Facebook for people to go to. With email, that's great. How many on your list? Go ahead and put something in the chat for me. And why would you be doing it only for people prior to 2019? I'm guessing that means to clients, but for your prospects, I would be going to prospects of all time. So Judy, you want to go ahead and tell us how many people on your email list in the group? That would be great. In the chat here. That'd be great. With Facebook, yes, definitely look at your community groups. Again, if you create a one pager or you create a landing page, well, I think you're going to need both. You can just be posting that image in the groups that you're in and directing people to the landing page where they can take the first action. Now, going from an ad or a mention, organic mention, to buying something is a big leap. So if we think about those steps up the mountain, what is the first thing? Is it an appraisal? Is it an obligation-free quote? Is it a color consultation? Right? What is it that's going to get people over the line? So that's what you want to be offering at any of those touch points. Even when you go to the flyers to the local houses, which I highly recommend you do, you want to be giving them the first step. You're not going to give them the prices for the pool package necessarily. You want to be, unless you've got that offer down and it's you want to put it straight out there, then absolutely. But for Facebook, email, I would be directing them to a landing page that you can outline the offer. Again, you can go two ways. You can offer to call them if you feel like that's your best conversion, or if it's warm traffic, then you can go straight to the offer. So Facebook ads are great for you to retarget your email list as well. Judy, are you having trouble putting that number inside of the chat? Because I'm not seeing it unless it got delivered privately to someone. How many people on the email list? Or maybe you're looking it up. Letter drop, I think you absolutely want to do these. You're getting right into the mailbox of the people who own the homes or are living in the homes. This allows you to be really targeted, right? I know you can do some local targeting with Facebook, but this is targeting. Now, Michelle, who you all know, tells a story of her mum getting a flyer in the mail, and it was about a particular type of palm tree that whose fronds, you know, fall and make your garden really messy. And this guy had this black and white, really cheap as chips flyer that was, I do cocos palms only, call for a quote, I'm in your area on these dates. And she had that particular tree, she had that particular problem. If he had just said, I will come and clean your garden and do, you know, whatever you need to clean it up and remove debris, he would have got less of a result. So you want to be talking about a particular type of home, a particular type of neighborhood. We're in your neighborhood. We're preparing homes for Christmas. And, you know, that make it really specific that this is for them. You haven't gone all over Melbourne. 60 homeowners at the moment. Any current quote would take 12 months to accept. Okay, I'm not sure what that means, so I might need to open up. So you want people who can say yes very quickly. And those 60, you definitely want to be keeping warm. I can't see you. There you are, Judy. Hey, Judy.
Hi. Sorry.
Hi. What do you mean by
clear, was it?
That's okay. What do you mean by any current quote could take 12 months to accept?
Well, any we find that quotes, people can take up to 12 months because they're getting the quote, then saving money or...
Right. So you're going to go for people who are buying ready. You know, you're going to go for people who are ready to buy. They're ready to buy now because they want the house done by Christmas. So you're talking to a different sort of client. It's not those who one day might want to paint their home. You're talking to people who want to have a house that they're really proud of for this Christmas. And so your offer, which I haven't seen yet, so please go ahead and put it in the group. You want it to be talking about that this offer is on right now. It's a limited time, limited number. These are the bonuses, these are the inclusions, and you want to do a mail drop. Yes, it's going to be more expensive than doing a Facebook page, but really getting people to come to join your page to get offers, people aren't going to do it. You're going to make the offer to them now. You're going to get them on your Facebook page later anyway, you know, when they're inquiring. And so how do you convert best? Phone or email, or how do you convert best? On site?
Good question. well, we go out on site, we quote, and then it's usually a follow-up phone call. Some will just sort of hang up on you, and then others will say, well, we'll contact you when we're ready.
All right, great.
Otherwise, they come back to you very quickly if they're ready to go.
Great. And so don't worry about the ones that are really not interested or they're tie kickers. You are looking for the people who are ready to buy. Mm-hmm. And so you want your messaging to be around that. It's like, you know, they want their home ready for Christmas. There's a deadline by which they need to say yes in order to get this offer. The offer goes away. It's not available all the time. And so whether it's a follow-up, you know, you go out and you quote, you might want to qualify them, especially if you're getting tire kickers. So maybe the first step is an obligation-free, you know, over the phone consultation. And you'll go, how many bedrooms? When was the last time it was painted? You know, whatever questions you would ask to qualify. Yeah. Then you would decide, you know, are you ready to make a decision before Christmas? Because we really only have 10 places available. If they say, oh, no, I'm really not sure. See, you can at that point say, well, you know what? It doesn't feel like you're ready for this right now, but, you know, and you take them down another path. But if they sound like they're a goer, then you go out to the house, right? These are just ideas.
Yeah.
And then when you go out to the house, you want that person to be armed with the offer. This is what we're offering and this is what we're doing. And, you know, there's so much demand this time of year. You know what it's like. So if you'd like to do this, this is a special we have on right now. Right. And then they leave the site and then you're following up with an email immediately. Thank you so much for having Tim or Mary in your home to give you a quote. We're so excited to be able to work with you so that you can have the sort of house that you want for when your family comes around at Christmas. Here's the next step we need to take. We'll be getting an estimate to you on this date. You know, tell them you want to keep them hooked in.
Yeah.
The problem a lot of people do is they quote and someone says yes, no, and then they leave it. And so what you want to do is you want to have a little game, a little sequence that you have with people until they say no, no on the outset. And even then, I don't take it as a no. You then, you know, do something with them later. But you don't want to give up too quickly. So let me back up a bit. Letter drop, I absolutely think you want to do this. You might just go to a local printer and print up 50, right? You don't have to do a lot. You're going to print up 50, you're going to put them in the letterbox, but I want you to put the offer in the group so that we can have a look at it as a group for you. You want it to be so compelling, right? You're going to have pictures of houses, you're going to outline all your inclusions, a couple of testimonials from people, you're going to make what your bonuses are, right? If it's going to be the feature wall, and you're going to have the limited time offer. An offer that is not on offer is not an offer, right? Your offer is sitting there waiting to be done. It is not an offer, okay? You have to offer the offer for it to be an offer. So I would be going on all angles. email, Facebook, letter drop, all with the one message. You want to be clear. This is the offer that we have. It's our pre-Christmas, whatever you're going to call it. Did you come up with a name for it?
I did. I haven't.
Okay, when you find it.
Paint your home with Christmas joy.
Paint your home with Christmas joy. Great.
I don't know that.
Great, great, great. So you want to use the same name, the same messaging consistently. Sonia says, oh, Deb's online. Okay, here we go. Chandra says, you want to tap into the people who've been starting to have this conversation, need, want to have the house look good, be painted before Christmas. Great. Deb says, on top of reaching out to cold audience for those that have quoted over the past 2 years and get back to them and make the offer for them to act for the limited time. Yeah, and they are at least lukewarm. And Sonia's saying in the form, she could have a field with a drop-down calendar for the ideal date for painting job and perhaps no bookings available after Christmas for this particular offer. Selena says, can you put something in an envelope for letter drop? And Deb says, Australia Post is good at doing letterbox drops that are affordable. Great. And Selena says, an item or some such so people open. And Deb stopped for lunch. That's why she's on the call. So I want you to feel confident that you have the answers you need. Where are you actually stuck right now with this offer?
Is delivering it.
Okay.
Yep.
Is that in, well, it's in my head, or it's not in an email, or it's not on paper? Is it the format of getting it out there, or it's you're nervous about getting it out there, or you're not sure it's a good offer?
No, it's probably my head and the system of doing it.
Okay, great. So you have an email list. You need some help with MailChimp. Is that something you can reach out for some support with?
I do have through one of the council regional business developments, a digital coach, and he's coming this afternoon.
Okay, great.
For an hour. So I thought, well, that might be a good place to start.
Great. Have you written the email?
Have I written it? Yes. I've got a lot to go through in an hour, but
have you written the email for him to send?
No.
No. Okay. No. All right. So is he going to write the email, or he's just there to show you MailChimp?
He'll show me MailChimp and also tidy up a few things
okay.
at the moment that are making it a little bit difficult, sort of tracking emails, et cetera, because they seem to be going all over the place and being hidden in folders and I miss them. So, yeah, we're going to do a lot
of stuff. So that's on your inbound stuff. Okay, great.
Yeah.
So Jennifer Gale is great at MailChimp, Sonia's saying.
Yeah.
I just used her and she's very reasonable. Not worth the headache time doing it yourself. So,
okay, I like that idea.
Yeah, see how you go with that coach. Otherwise, reach out to her. She may be able to help you on the writing of the email as well if you need it, but that's not her strong suit. She's more on the technical side. But you're going to need an email to send to people, and then you're going to need someone to design your flyer as well. So I think if you don't have someone for that, Viv Kane, who prints flyers, also has a design service. So that might be someone, again, that's very can help you. The team can if she's not there. So I'm going to put my hair up. I'm getting hot. And I'd love to see the offer. I'd love it. Would you post it in the group so we could just have a look at it? Like what's included and what the bonuses are and all those things?
I'll do that. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. And I get it, right? It can be really scary putting our offer out. What if someone says no? But while it's not out on offer, no one can say yes.
Yep.
Right? And so we want to look at what is the low-hanging fruit? Great, we've got an email list. Let's get them an email that outlines the offer. Okay, where am I going to send them? I mean, you don't need anything. You can send an email and say, call us for your obligation-free quote. But if you wanted to sort of be a little more advanced, you could use MailChimp to create the page that from the email, they go to the page and the page gives them all the details. And it gives them, you know, the number to call or, you know, the way to contact you. You don't have to make it really complex, Judy. We just want to get it out there. And then with the flyer, it's the same seven elements of an offer. What is it called? What is the branding? What are the inclusions? What are the bonuses? What is the deadline? Right? All those things nicely designed by someone who knows what the heck they're doing and getting it in people's letterboxes and being very specific, like what is the area that you want to be working in? you know, do 50 houses, right? If you get 5 calls, then that would be fantastic. And if if those 5 calls turn into 1 sale, fantastic, right? We'll do another 50 homes. But you've got to get it out there. So are you willing to get it out there in the next couple of weeks?
That's my plan, yes.
Good. All right, great. I'd love to see the offer. So we can help you dial that in at all if we need to. And then let me know how you go with the coach.
Okay.
Any other resources? All right.
Yeah, I don't know how far that goes, but it's an hour and it's a start.
Yeah. So whenever I've had that sort of thing, you know, it's a freebie that the council is offering. You just give them one thing, right? Just give them one thing that is a real pain point for you, because there's only so much they're going to be able to do.
Might give the emails.
See, as a copywriter. Maybe you could write for all of us. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Okay. So we have questions from Christy Lee, from Julie, and from Francine that I will not go into, only because we will not get them finished. And they were three that were popped in the group this morning or sometime overnight. But I will answer all of those inside the group. But I think that'll be useful for everyone. Christy Lee's is around those emails. And you know what, Christy Lee, I'm going to answer that one very quickly because so many of you are working on emails. And then Julie and Francine, I will definitely come back to you on yours, which are a little more involved, especially Francine's. Francine knows how to put 5 questions in 1 question. And that's why we love her. So Christy Lee, as I said, I'll cover this off, but I'll put some resources in the group. So she says, I know I'm posting this way too late to expect an answer on today's call, but just in case we have time or anyone has some ideas for me, I'm stuck with writing the content for an email sequence to move customers up my marketing mountain. I haven't written content like this previously, so I might be overthinking it or just can't get it started. If anyone has ideas, advice, or if there are resources, templates, or guides they can point me towards, I would really appreciate it. Okay, so absolutely, we have resources. Email marketing is something we've talked a lot about on the Content Sales podcast. And inside the group, I will point you to a resource, which is the Client Nurture Sequence. And it is can be used for new clients, but it can also be used to re-engage existing clients. So the first thing, Zhang is saying, great question, Silly. So, and Maria is saying she loves that episode. So this is something that we revisit time and time again. This is an episode we did a long time ago, but you know, it keeps becoming relevant. So one of the first things, and this goes back to what I was saying to Chandra earlier, is that every email in your sequence has to have a purpose. And so this framework, which I learned from Michelle, but I'm not sure where she learned it from, is this idea of that the first thing that we want to do is reassure people that they've made the right decision. Whether that is to opt into our newsletter and download the freebie or join our community or buy something. Is reassuring them so that they don't have that buyer's remorse. You know, you sign up for a newsletter or something, you think, oh God, I'm going to get bombarded. So you want to, in that very first email, reassure them. They're in the right place. They've made the right decision. Here's what they can expect from you. So that's reassure. And this is in summary because I'm going to give you a resource. The second part, and this could be the second email, is to orientate. This is how things work around here. So when you join the Her Business Network, the first one is, got it, you're in, you're in the right place, we have a fabulous community for you to meet. The next one is, okay, let me show you around. Here's the thing you log into to do your profile. Here's where our Facebook group is. Here's when our roundtables are on. Here's how you apply to be in a goals group. So you orientate them. So you want to make them familiar with what it is that they've just purchased. Now, if they are just a subscriber, they haven't purchased, then you want to be just orientating them to, hey, well, here's all the things that we have. We might have a Facebook group, or we have an online library, or here are some blog posts that kind of give you a sense of how we work with clients, or here's our services page. So you're orientating them. And then switching on is stage 3. I'm sorry, I don't have slides for these, but they'll be in the handout. So switching on is now you want them to use the thing they've done, right? So I want them using your membership. I want to make sure you've done your connection statement. I want to make sure you use that software you just bought from me, or that you are, you know, using that calculator that is part of what you just purchased, right? Whatever switching on is them using what they purchased. And then you also want to be connecting with them. And that is revealing a little more about you and who you are and why you do what you do. So the stages are reassure, orientate, switch on, connect. And in the resource I give you, it's going to go a little deeper into that. And then you're moving them forward. Now, this could be email number 5, or you might have had a couple of emails for each of the others, but you want to be moving them forward. What is the next thing you want them to do? And so for Christy Lee, it would be, this is part of getting them up the mountain. You can use all these, or you can use just a couple of them. But you want to make sure that there's a specific purpose for the emails and that they're not all for the purpose of just keeping them warm because you're giving them something else free. You want to keep them really focused on the direction that you want to take them. So we have a resource that breaks these down, what it means to reassure, to orientate, to switch on, to connect and move forward, which I'll put in this episode, of the podcast that coincides with it. So I will give that to you as well. And as far as writing the emails, again, like, we're not all copywriters, and you might want to at some point outsource this, or you might feel confident that you have enough information. Oh, reassure them. Okay, I just need to let them know they're in the right place. What I often do is I subscribe to other people's things and then watch what they're doing. And some of the really great marketers out there, they are following this kind of sequence. You'll see the first email will say, hey, it's Jenna Kutcher or whoever. So glad to have you here. You're, you know, in this community. Hey, you can expect to get news from me every single week. Every single week I'll be in your inbox. And in the meantime, you know, let me know how I can help. And then the second one will be, hey, did you pop on over to our Facebook group? We're having great conversations over there. Whatever that is to orientate them. Does that make sense, Christy Lee, that they all have a specific purpose? Let me find you. Where are you? There you are. Yeah. And so don't overcomplicate it. You might say, you know what, my sequence is going to have 3 emails. I'm going to reassure them. I'm going to connect with them. Then I'm going to ask them to move forward. Whatever it is. But when we have some sort of direction like that, it makes writing the email so much easier. But like I said, I'll show you the resource. And what I'll do is I'll just post it inside the group. And that goes for anyone who's writing email sequences. You want them to have a purpose and a direction. And part of that direction is moving forward. The move forward might be to the free webinar on which you're going to make the pitch. The move forward might be to the, you know, in-house consultation to paint their home. When you're making an offer, Judy, I want you to be moving much quicker. But when they might go to the landing page and they request a quote, the first thing would be, great, we got your quote. We love working with homeowners in your area and we're so excited to do that. And so this is what's going to happen next. You're going to get a call from us and then we'll do this, right? So you're walking them through what the next steps are. I know I'm going very quickly on this, but I just wanted to leave that for you and there'll be more in the episode and on the download. And Maria has got the download. Yeah, that's the one. And Christy Lee says, thanks a lot. Ask some follow-up questions in the group as I work on the content. Like, should there be a CTA in each email prompting them to take the next step up the mountain? Good questions. Very good. Thank you, everybody, for your questions. They've been wonderful. As I said, Francine and Julie, I will come on back to you guys in the next 24 hours. Just a reminder, as you're working on your projects, to think about that hour of power. Finding that hour, whether it's today, tomorrow, this week, to put some time into your project. I say an hour. I would love it if you were spending at least 1 hour, you know, up to 5 hours a week on your project. And I know that might be a luxury for some people, but if you really want to move these things forward, if you want to write an email sequence, you know, that's going to be a good chunk of work. But do find at least 1 hour that you can just have focused on this one thing that's going to move you forward. Our next session together is our live 1-day program, and I'm so excited to see so many of you. I know some of you can't make it, and I'm really sorry. We will have the live feed and we will have the recording. It's such a good opportunity to spend time with idealists. We are at the Oak on Collins in Melbourne, and if you haven't RSVP'd, and I know most of you have, then please do. Robin's going to put a link here below in the chat if you would like to RSVP and you have not, let us know if you're coming. We would love to know. And you'll get more details from the office closer to the date. We do have a meetup in Melbourne on the Monday night. And that's a great way to meet some of the other Melbourne members. The Melbourne members are always on fire. They're very hospitable. They're very friendly. I love them. And I'm looking forward to seeing them too. And that's at the Coppersmith Hotel. And those details are also, I believe, and if not, Robin will put them in the Ideal Facebook group. And if you can RSVP so that we can know, it's a, you know, it's a come as you are kind of meetup, but it's good to know so we can let the venue know how many people we're expecting. And love answering your questions. Pop any more questions in the group. As I said, it's, you know, it, we all learn from your questions. I want to say thank you so much for being here. And I'll see some of you at the end of the month. I'll see the rest of you in the group. And have a great day, wherever you are, whatever you're up to. Bye for now. See you guys. Thank you.